We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Well, you're slightly more optimistic this month than you were last month. At least that's the conclusion of the latest survey done by Investors Business Daily and Technometrica Market Intelligence. According to the latest numbers, the survey is up about a point from last month, 0.9% to be exact, but it's still in pessimistic territory. With me now to talk about what it all means is Terry Jones, Associate Editor at Investors Business Daily. And Terry, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you, Greg.
45.4 is the number now. That's certainly better than it had been several months before, but it had actually slipped into positive territory a couple of months ago. So how do you read the mood of the nation right now?
Well, I think it's very tentative right now. I mean, I think people are a little confused about what's going on in the economy. They see a lot of froth and activity out there, a lot of spending and talk of stimulus plans and this and that, but I think they've yet to see it where it really matters, and that is in their own lives. And a lot of people are worried about job losses and seeing things taken for granted for so long suddenly disappear. I think it's had a real strong impact on how people perceive what's going on in the economy right now.
Most of the change that happened kind of offset each other. The overall six-month economic outlook falling 2.7 points, or about 5.7%. But the personal financial outlook, folks a little more optimistic about that. That's up 6.4%, or 3.3 points, well into positive territory at 55. You and I have talked before about the discrepancy between the personal and the national outlook. How do you read what we're seeing right there?
I think there's a real anxiety gap there. I mean, I think people look at their, you know, still, even at 7% and change, the vast majority of people out there have jobs still and are still, you know, getting income. And if they look at their own personal financial outlook, they might be thinking, well, I might just weather this recession if they haven't been laid off or haven't had stresses on their own business in the last few months. That said, they look down the road, and I think there's very, very good grounds for people to feel a little bit queasy about what's happening over the next 3 to 6 months, since they don't know exactly what's going to emerge from a new Congress and a new president. And they've heard all sorts of things, some of them contradictory, about what will and what won't be in the stimulus package and what kinds of policies will be followed. So I think a lot of people are just sitting and waiting and hoping to see some sort of clarity about what's happening in the economy.
Terry, when you and I talked last year, one of the big reasons for the increasing pessimism was the price of oil, which translated into the price of gas, which at one point was well over $4 per gallon for regular unleaded. Now that's well down. It's well below $2 per gallon now. But some say that's still bad because it means demand for industry and everything else is down, and that's not good for the economy. Others say, hey, people can afford a lot more fuel, so that's good. What do you believe the plunging price of oil means in terms of our economy?
Well, I do think it means both of those things. On the one hand, the fact that oil has declined so sharply doesn't seem to indicate that there is a very brutal downturn ongoing in industry. They're just using far less energy right now, and that's affected energy across the spectrum, I would add. But on the other hand, as economist Nerman Berevesh has noted, every 10-cent drop in the price of gasoline acts like a $12 billion tax cut for Americans. And we've had quite a bit of reduction in our gasoline prices here over the last half year to a year, the equivalent of maybe $250 to $300 billion in added spending by consumers. So as the year goes on, assuming that oil prices don't soar back to stratospheric heights, that should at least provide some consumer cushion in the economy as we get into the second quarter of this year and into the third.
One quick question on the demographic breakdown, Terry. Those earning between $50,000 and $75,000 a year tanking in their optimism for the national economy, what is it within that group that's driving that number, do you think?
There's a great deal of insecurity right now, but it's been told to people that they should feel insecure. And the last month or month and a half, there have been a lot of layoffs, and I think the jobs number that came out late last week was a real shocker for a lot of people, and may have shaken some people's confidence in the economy's ability to maintain an even keel.
Well, Terry, we'll keep watching, and we'll talk to you again next month, and let's hope the numbers are even more optimistic.
Yes, let's hope.
Terry Jones is Associate Editor at Investors Business Daily. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Many thanks to Executive Producer Jim Roberts, and a reminder to you that you can find the best of Dateline Washington 24 hours a day on the web at dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us, and please join me tomorrow at this time for Dateline Washington.